Meanwhile, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, has criticized President Jacob Zuma for signing the controversial tax legislation into law. COSATU has threatened that this approach by government will complicate the campaigning for upcoming local government elections. And on the line to us now to elaborate on this is COSATU's national spokesperson, Sizwe Phamla. Thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mr. Phamla, COSATU has come out guns blazing, as it were, basically saying that there wasn't proper consultation during the enactment of this law. Do you still stand by that?
Yes. We are challenging those who are saying there was proper consultation to provide us with proof. For an example, if you sit at NEDLAC, we are supposed to have minutes of the meetings that were held, and we are also supposed to have a NEDLAC report. All of those things are not there. And those who say they want proper consultation, we say they must produce the minutes and the report. Secondly, there were no public hearings. We are still asking, why is it that when everything that affects social partners there are public hearings to gauge the views of the public and the workers. This time around, there were no public hearings. So we just feel that government made a mistake and they have to do the right thing by repealing the law.
So yesterday, the presidency released a statement, and I'm going to read from it. It says that 15 meetings took place with NEDLAC constituencies from June 2012. The bill was first presented in Parliament in 2013, and there were 25 other meetings with labor unions in the period up to 2015. That's from the statement that was issued yesterday by the presidency. Are you therefore saying that the presidency is lying?
Regrettably so, yes. It is saddening to see the president being used by Treasury to communicate untruths to the public and engage in a misinformation campaign. But in sign of desperation, our position is that we are opposed to the law. They can attempt all the types of gimmicks. It's not going to change how the workers feel about the law.
So what are you planning to do from here on in?
We have escalated this by convening a special Central Executive Committee meeting next week, Wednesday, where we, as a constitutional structure, we will allow the CEC to guide the Federation on what needs to happen going forward. So we will communicate the outcomes of the CEC in a press briefing on Thursday.
So you also go on to say that what government is doing right now is going to complicate campaigning for the upcoming local government elections. Will you be mobilizing your workers to vote for the ANC and to go out on the campaign trail?
Well, the issue of election is also a Congress resolution for the Federation. We do have that mandate. But how is this going to complicate? If you are going to have parallel campaigns, then you are going to demand that workers choose which of the campaign they should spend their energies on. They would have preferred to only focus on one campaign. But now that we are forced, because this campaign, we were forced into it, the one that we are going to embark on. So by the time people are talking local government, workers will still be talking about their provident fund.
So, would it be fair to say that COSATU was taken by surprise when this law was legislation was signed into law? Were you really taken by surprise?
We were taken by surprise because we had engaged with all the parties. We went to Treasury and said we need to delay this law for 2 years so that we can amend all of the areas, especially the issue that talked to preservation. We said, and then the Standing Committee on Finance reversed that decision and said we can only postpone it by a year. But unfortunately, during that period of 12 months, nothing happened that helped the process of amending the aspects of the law that are problematic for the Federation. But we also went into our Congress and also made some public communication to make sure that they understand our position on this issue. And we were hoping that they were going to allow the process of allowing workers to have a say. So when it was signed into law, we were taken aback, especially because it was signed on the 24th of December when all of us were on holiday.
So what are workers saying at the moment? Because you are accusing government of nationalizing workers' pensions. What are they saying about this?
Well, workers are saying, look, the issue of provident funds, these provident funds were actually created by workers themselves as tools of saving for later years. So if anyone wants to have a say on provident funds, they need to talk to workers first. That's all workers are demanding, is to say, these are our provident funds. We fought for in the 70s for them to be created when the majority of the black workers were not accommodated. So now what we are saying as workers is that all government needs to do is to engage with the workers and then get the endorsement of the workers. And also we are saying, because this is not just a donation either from the state or from the employers, but these are deferred wages of the workers. We are uncomfortable with the idea of a state that is starting to legislate around people's wages, that wants to dictate how and when people should spend their money. People need to have a choice, and the law criminalizes or sort of like takes away the choice away from the workers themselves.
So this is only going to be reviewed, this new taxation law, in 2 years' time. That is the message coming out. The presidency also made that point. The parliamentary review requires that review to happen in 2 years. So that seems to be where it's at.
Well, our position is clear that the law needs to be scrapped. But that is the mandate that we have from the workers. And as we have said, we are convening a special CC to discuss this issue. We have made it very clear to say there is no hurry. This law, the manner the working has been handled, it's as if someone is rushing somewhere. As workers, we have said, what is the hurry about with regards to this law? We are talking about long-term planning here. If you are really concerned about helping workers, it's not as if the world is going to end tomorrow, and these workers need to be consulted. The opposition is that let's go back to NetLed, let's have the comprehensive social security paper that we were promised. And the process itself, we feel that it has to be led by the Department of Social Development, because it is about transforming social welfare more than anything else.
Well, thank you so much, COSATU National Spokesperson Sizwe Pamla. And to give us further perspective on this, we join now by Ruan van Eeden, who is a Director of Tax at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Mr. van Eeden, often listening to what COSATU has just said now, what is your take on how they view this matter?
Well, I'm going to stick to what the law actually states and the implementation that's going to happen on 1 March 2016. We've been involved over the last couple of years looking at the amendments that have been proposed, and just to see what the effect is, specifically from an employer's perspective, on how these changes are going to affect the employees, what the tax implications are going to be, and how this is going to be rolled out. And I think it's a bigger matter than simply just looking at how wages or lump sums are going to be dealt with. There's a first step that needs to be taken into account, looking at the changes. Now, from 1 March 2016, there's going to be a revamp on how the taxation of the contributions themselves are going to be made. So government has decided that there needs to be harmonization of the way that pension funds and provident funds need to be taxed from a contribution perspective. The effect of that is going to be that contributions will now be treated as a fringe benefit, but employees will be able to get an immediate deduction for it. So from a fringe benefit perspective, they should be tax neutral, subject to the new limitations that have been imposed, being 350,000 rand or 27.5% of remuneration. Now, for your lower to middle income workers, it is highly unlikely that they will reach those limits. Okay. The consequence that you have that could be the more controversial issue is what happens on resignation and what happens on retirement. Now, looking at what the law states on resignation, the whole purpose behind this, or this is what government intends the purpose to be, is to enforce saving and to make sure that there is enough left and when people actually do retire. Because there is a current practice in the market where people do resign, they take their lump sums as a cash benefit, and it basically gets squandered and doesn't get reinvested. So in terms of resignation, on a provident fund and a pension fund perspective, an employee would still be able to take a cash lump sum, but of course that cash lump sum will be subject to a less beneficial taxation regime if a withdrawal is made from that fund. The more important change comes on retirement. So what has happened now in terms of a Provident Fund contribution? A Provident Fund contribution on retirement could be taken as a lump sum. What will happen now from the 1st of March 2016 is that all contributions up until 1 March 2016 plus any growth on that can still be taken as a lump sum. Any contributions made after 1 March 2016 will then be required to be annuitized, meaning one-third will be taken as a lump sum, and essentially two-thirds would have to be annuitized, similar to what the pension fund regime is currently. But having said that, there's also a de minimis rule that states that if you are over the age of 55 and the amount that you are going to exit is less than 247,500 rand, then you can take the full amount as a cash lump sum. So you're looking at a much longer period here where provident funds and pension funds are going to be aligned. Where I think the issue comes up is that as a provident fund, you are pretty sure of what you're going to get because you've made your contributions and the growth is there. Whereas if you're going to annuitize and you're going to have to purchase an annuity with two-thirds of your capital, that amount is obviously of a much lower value, and you know, you've got to make sure that that annuity that you receive is in fact something that you can live off.
Well, we unfortunately have to leave it there. Ruan van Eeden, Director of Tax at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. And it also begs the question whether people actually understand exactly how this will impact on them. A few comments here. Mark says, Sakina, the gentleman there is simply lying that COSATU wasn't consulted about the Provident Fund law. They were consulted many times at NEDLAC. Stop lying, Sizwe. This one from Terence in Kibberley says, Dumo Dlamini was well aware of what was going on. Why is he crying foul now? And then Makeba in Pretoria says, President Zuma, by forgetting to get buy-in from COSATU and rushing to sign the new tax law, has completely failed to lead and once again has given more ammunition to the enemies of the ANC to divide the alliance. Les says, trade union-inspired strikes are encouraging industrial automation and staff dismissals and increased unemployment. Unions need to be controlled. Just some of the comments. There are many of them on this issue. We'll see if we can find a minute to read them.